East Timor initiated arbitration in April over the 206 treaty called Certain Maritime Arrangements in the Timor Sea, or CMATS. It splits revenue from the lucrative Greater Sunrise oil and gas field 50-50 between the two nations. It also delays for 50 years any claims of jurisdiction or deciding on a permanent maritime boundary. East Timor is unhappy with the current boundary, which favours Australia. To invalidate CMATS, East Timor is claiming Australia engaged in covert operations during its negotiation. Timor's Minister for Petroleum and Resources, Alfredo Perez, says the claims of espionage against Australia are serious.
During the negotiation of CMATS, there were some covert operations from the part of Australia, which allowed Australia to obtain some confidential information from the Timor-Leste side.
What was the nature of that, the precise nature of that problem as you've identified it? Was it getting hold of documents they shouldn't have, or was it wiretapping? What was it?
This is very legal at the moment, but it's along those lines. What we're saying, we will present the proofs in due course.
So documents or telephone tapping?
Whatever evidence that's required for us to prove that those things have been carried out.
Under the treaty, either side can cancel CMATS at any time. But Alfredo Perez says that would jeopardise other treaties as well and throw up massive legal uncertainty over territorial boundaries and commercial contracts. The outcome of the arbitration will be binding, and he expects to be able to renegotiate if East Timor wins its case.
And what we will do afterwards, we'd like to sit down and talk.
And if CMATS is cancelled out, you'll be renegotiating the maritime boundaries?
I'm not saying at this stage, but I'm saying we're open for all sorts of discussions. Our big objective here is to have permanent certainty for the companies in the Timor Sea. The treaty is proving as it is. Anyone can just stand up, say a few words, and everything becomes shaky.
Australia has previously rejected Timor's claims of espionage. Resources Minister Gary Gray says the treaty is fair and remains valid.
And we believe that the continued operation of CMATS is in the interests of both countries.
There's a good chance you might lose that arbitration.
Well, the process of arbitration is for the process of arbitration. It would be inappropriate of me to make any comment, speculative or otherwise, about that process of arbitration.
Earlier in a speech to an international conference, the minister went further, criticising East Timor's tax rules and accountability.
Uniform, understandable and predictable legal and commercial arrangements are critically important to investors. Transparency means holding ourselves to account so that agreements on tax and fiscal arrangements bring certainty and predictability.
Similar sentiments have been expressed by ConocoPhillips, the developer of the Bayu Undan field and a 30% stakeholder in the yet-to-be-developed and richer Greater Sunrise. The comments were part of its submission to an Australian government inquiry into Australia's relationship with East Timor. After years of failed talks, the company has lodged a court case claiming Timor has breached agreements with inconsistent tax treatment and double taxation. ConocoPhillips Australian President Todd Krieger wrote the dispute raises questions over governance, adding it directly impacts the bilateral relationship and impinges on Australia's sovereignty.
He's a company man and shouldn't even be talking about this unless he decides to run for Prime Minister of Australia and take Julia's job. But my advice is for him to stick to his job, which is not doing a bad job. But the relationship with Timor-Leste Australia is firm.
Woodside, the operator of Greater Sunrise, which has its own dispute with Timor, says in its submission the investment regime risks becoming unstable, claims Alfredo Perez also rejects. But the stakes are high for all sides. East Timor's reputation and billions of dollars of investment by some very big companies.
I have no problems of attracting other companies to come and develop Greater Sunrise if the current companies feel uneasy and they prefer to invest somewhere else. But we're not into that. We respect the contracts we have.